8. You will hear a girl telling a friend about a class presentation she has to do. What is she worrying about?
Are you all ready for your presentation tomorrow?
Don't ask. I've practiced in front of the mirror over and over again. I've got all my slides uploaded onto my mum's laptop. That's the one part I'm not anxious about, actually. The good thing is that the slides are in order and I've got a list. That should stop me losing my place, too. I mean, I've learnt it all off by heart, but what about if it's really dull and everyone stops listening?
You'll be fine. You should relax this evening. You've practiced enough.
Okay, I guess you're right.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about the village where they live. What do they both think the village needs more of?
Apparently, the local council's got some money to spend on our village. What do you think they should spend it on?
Well, we always used to say things for young people, but since the gym and football training ground opened, we've been okay.
I agree. Maybe it's time they spend something on the old folks, like somewhere for them to rest when they're out for a walk.
You're right. You know, there isn't anywhere, really. They could put something next to the kids' climbing frame, for example. That's a really good place for one.
Let's suggest it.
Ten. You will hear a brother and sister talking about a birthday party. What does the boy agree to do?
I'm looking forward to the party. Getting everything ready is such fun.
It depends what you're expected to do. I wish I was doing the music. I think I'd be really good at that.
Well, Uncle Tom's doing it, and that's the end of it. How about you send out emails to everyone on our list, telling them the date and time and stuff? Unless you'd rather do some cooking?
No way! That's your job. I'll get started. Where's that list?
I'll text it to you. Oh, and ask everyone if there's anything they don't or can't eat.
Will do.
Eleven. You will hear two friends talking about a new shopping centre. What do they agree about it?
So, the new shopping centre's open. Have you been yet?
Yeah, last Sunday. But it seems to be mostly women's clothes stores.
Oh, that's not fair. There are all sorts of different places, including quite a few restaurants that I wouldn't mind trying, like that Mexican one.
Well, I wouldn't choose that one. But there are one or two others that looked okay. Trouble is, how do you get there if you haven't got a lift? No buses go there.
Well, I went on the bus. The number 4 goes that way now.
Really? I never get the number 4.
Twelve. You will hear a girl telling a friend about changes at her school. What is she doing?
So it's all change at your school then?
Yeah, we're getting a new timetable. I mean, I understand why. It's because the school's really full and the corridors get really crowded and noisy at the change of lesson. Basically, you lose 5 minutes out of every lesson. So, from now on, we're staying put and the teachers are changing rooms.
Sounds like a good idea.
Actually, I don't mind. I just thought it'd be easier to have different years changing lessons at different times.
Well, that would disturb everyone even more.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that.
13. You will hear two friends talking about a museum visit. What is the purpose of the visit?
We're going to the museum tomorrow. I can't remember why, though.
The teacher did explain. We're meant to write down interesting facts about the age of exploration. There's a special exhibition on.
I thought we were supposed to watch a video while we're there.
There is a good video, but that's not why we're going. He said that's something we could do if we liked. And there's a fantastic gold ring from South America on display too. But that's even older.
So why do we have to see that?
We don't have to, but we might as well if we're there.